Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's sermon is going to be, why do we envy the rich and famous? Why do we envy the rich and famous? Why are we so impressed with the rich and famous? Is it because we want to be like them and have the money that they do? Do we think we will be better off if we have acquired a lot of wealth? Somehow we think if we are rich and famous and require a lot of mammon, that somehow the people will respect us more. Or if we require a lot of things, that somehow people will respect us more. Maybe we feel that we are more powerful. Maybe we feel like we're on top of the world if we become rich and famous. You know, over and over again, I have seen this country worship the rich and famous. Of the rich and famous. We see it today that the rich and famous are leading, the rich and famous is leading our young people to the pit of hell. Yes, our rich and famous are leading the young people to the pit of hell. The Bible is very clear that we should never envy the rich and famous. The Bible is very clear that those that are rich and famous, that we should never envy them when the Bible does have words for them. In Psalms 49:16, so don't be impressed with those who get rich and pile up fame and fortune. Psalms 49:16, so don't be impressed with those who get rich and pile up fame and fortune. Don't be impressed with Hollywood actors that get rich and pile up fame and fortune. Don't be impressed with politicians that get rich. Don't be impressed with professional athletes. Don't be impressed with the rich and famous. Psalms 49:17 says, they can't take it with them. Fame and fortune all get left behind. Yes, they all be left behind. Why do we envy the rich and famous? It's pretty sickening today when I see actors, one actor that I've really, really liked, who played in Red Dawn. It gets pretty sickening to see somebody who has been blessed their whole life and how they turn out. It gets really sickening for those people who have position to help somebody that turns corrupt. It gets really sickening for those that went out to Hollywood to end up in some kind of disgusting, unmoral film. Yes, but this is what's happening in America every day. Why they should not be afraid of the prosperity and power of wicked people in this world, which, as it is the pride and joy, has often been the envy and grief and terror of the righteous, which, yeah, all things considered, there is no reason for. There is no reason for you to envy the rich and famous. There is no reason whatsoever as you sit in front of your TV to envy them. You know, suppose the temptation is very strong to envy the prosperity of sinners and to be afraid that they will carry all before them with the high hand, that their wealth and interest, they will run down religion and religious people, and that they will be found the truly happy people. Some of you today, you think fame and fortune are the truly happy people in this world. It's the rich and famous that somehow they are the truly happy people. Yes, that they are made rich and so are enabled to give law to all about them to have everything at command. Yes, every person and everything obey the commanding influence of money. So that's what you think, that everybody will be at their command. If you are rich and famous, that everyone will be at your command and you can dictate and you can control everybody around you. Yes. That the glory of their house from very small beginnings is increased greatly, which naturally makes men haughty, insolent, and imperious. Psalms 5:16 says that they seem to be the favorite of heaven and therefore formidable. I don't know how many famous people I've come across and people think that they are the favored ones from heaven. The rich and famous somehow believe that they are the favored ones from heaven, but I'm here to tell you that is a lie from the devil. Do not envy the rich and the famous. They think that they are very easy and secure in themselves and in their own minds. Yes. In Psalms 49:18, though while he lived, he counted himself blessed, and men praise you when you prosper. Yes. Men praise you when you prosper. You know, in his or her lifetime, he blessed his soul. That is, he thought himself a very happy man. Such a one as he would be. And a very good man. Such a one he should be because he's prospered in the world. He blessed his soul. As the rich fool who said to his soul, "Soul, take thy ease. And be not disturbed either with care or fears about the world, or with the rebukes and admonitions of conscience. All is well and will be well forever." Yes, the rich and the famous thinks their soul is well. But it is great consequence to consider that that is in which we bless our souls upon the scores of which we think well of ourselves. You know, just because you think you've done well in your life, and just because you look around at your big house and your prosperity, you think well of your own soul. You think well of what you have done. You think well of what you have accomplished and achieved. But that is not the true blessings of our soul. That is not considered blessed of our soul. You know, believers bless themselves in the God of truth in Isaiah 65:16. Whoever invokes a blessing in the land will do so by the God of truth. He who takes an oath in the land will swear by the God of truth. For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. From my eyes. Yes. The truth of the matter is this. The truth of the matter is this. What is the true blessings? And they think themselves happy if he be theirs. Carnal people bless themselves in the wealth of the world and think themselves happy if they have abundance of that. Yes, there are many whose precious souls lies under God's curse, and yet they do themselves bless themselves. They applaud that in themselves which God condemns, and speak peace to themselves when God denounced war against them. Yet this is not all. They are of good reputation among their neighbors. Men will praise them and cry and build them up, and having done well for themselves in raising such an estate and family. This is a sentiment of all the children of the world, that those do best for themselves that do most for their bodies, by heaping up riches, though at the same time nothing is done for the soul, nothing for eternity. And according they bless the covetous, whom the Lord abhors. The truth of the matter, some rich folks think they're blessed by God when actually God condemns them. A lot of rich and famous, they speak well of themselves, but when God denounces war against them. Yes, the truth of the matter is children of the world. And they think their soul is blessed by their abundance. And a righteous man, their soul should be blessed by what Jesus done on the cross. Psalms 10:3 says, "He boasts of the craving of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord." If men were to be our judges, it were our wisdom thus to recommend ourselves to be a good opinion. But what will it avail us to be approved of men if God condemns us? A lot of rich folks are approved by men. A lot of rich and famous are approved by the world, but God condemns them. Dr. Haman understands this of a good man, here spoken to, for it is the second person, not of the wicked man spoken of. He in his lifetime blessed his soul, but thou shalt be praised by doing well unto thyself. The worldly magnified himself, but thou that dost not like him, speak well of thyself, but do well for thyself in securing thy eternal welfare. Thou shalt be praised, if not of men, yet of God, which will be thy everlasting honor. The truth of the matter is, the rich and famous somehow believe they are secure in their own mind, and somehow their soul is blessed by the abundance. But the truth of the matter is, God denounces war against them, and God condemns them. Yes, God condemns them. God condemns them because they trust in their own wealth, and we should not envy the rich and famous. No, we should not envy the rich and famous. Actually, Hollywood is leading our young folks in the United States of America to the pit of hell. He suggests that which is sufficient to take off the strength of the temptation by directing us to look forward to the end of prosperous sinners. Psalm 73:17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Now think of the end of the rich and famous people. What do they have at the end? Think what they will be in the other world, and you will see no cause to envy them what they are and have in the other world. What are you going to have in the other world, you rich and famous? What are you going to have? You have thought you were secure by your wealth, but the Bible says in Psalm 73:17, until the sanctuary of God, then I understood. When I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. In the other world, they will be never the better of all the wealth and prosperity they are now so fond of. It is a miserable portion which will not last so long as they must. In Psalm 49:17, for when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. The Bible says when he dies, it is taken for granted that he goes into another world himself, but he shall carry nothing away with him of all that which he has been so long heaping up. You know, the greatest and the wealthiest cannot therefore be the happiest, because they are never the better for their living in this world. As they came naked into, they shall go naked out of it. Yes. But those who have something to show in the other world for their living in this world can say, through grace, that through they came corrupt and sinful and spiritually naked into it, they go renewed and sanctified and well clothed with the righteousness of Christ out of it. Those that are rich in the graces and comforts of the Spirit have something which, when they die, they shall carry away with them, something which death cannot strip them of. Nay, which death will be the improvement of. But as for worldly possessions, as we brought nothing into this world, what we have, we had from others. So it was certain that we shall carry nothing out but leave it to others. Everything you have came from somebody else today, you rich and famous. And when you leave, it will go back to somebody else. 1 Timothy 6:7 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we will carry nothing out of it. They shall descend, but their glory, that which they called the counted and counted their glory and glorified in, shall not descend after them to lessen the disgrace of death and the grave." Everything that the rich and famous that thought that brought them glory, that thought that brought them, that made their soul secure, everything that the rich and famous thought that eased their mind, that thought that made them greater than the next person, no, that will not descend after them. To bring them off in the judgment or abate the torments of hell, grace is glory that will ascend with us, but earthly glory will descend after us. Yes. The grace of Jesus on our lives will ascend. The earthly glory on the rich and famous will descend to the pit of hell. The truth of the matter is we should not envy the rich and famous. We should not envy the rich and famous. In the other world, they will be infinitely the worst of all their abuses of the wealth and prosperity they enjoyed in the world. Psalms 49:19, "He shall go to the generation of his fathers, and they shall never see the light." Yes, the rich and famous usually follow generation after generation, and they will go to the cursed generations of their father. "Thou souls shall go to the generations of their father, his worldly wicked fathers, whose sayings he approved and whose steps he trotted in, his father, who would not hearken to the word of God." Zechariah 1:4, "Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus said the Lord of hosts, Turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings, but they did not hear nor hearken unto me, said the Lord. He shall go to be there where they are that shall never see light, shall never have the least glimpse of comfort and joy, being condemned to utter darkness. Be not afraid then of the pomp and power of wicked people, for the end of the man that is in honor, if he be not wise and good, will be miserable. If he understands not, he is to be pitied rather than envied. A fool, a wicked man in honor, is really a despicable an animal as any under the sun. He is like the beast that perishes in Psalms 49:20. Nay, he is better than the beast than to be a man that makes himself like a beast. The truth of the matter is, the rich and famous, the Bible says, are beasts that perish. They're animals. They said that some beasts, some wild animals, are actually better than the rich and famous that trust in their own wealth, that trust in their honor and in their glory, and that thinks it more secure. Men in honor that understands that know and do their duty and make conscience of it are as gods and children of the Most High. But men in honor that understand not, they are proud and sensual and oppressive, are as beasts, and they shall perish like the beasts, and gloriously as the world, though not like the beast, indemnified as to another world. Let prosperous sinners therefore be afraid for themselves, but let not even suffering saints be afraid of them. I do not know why we envy the rich and famous. You know, as I look around into Hollywood, I can name actor after actor who I think is on a one-way ticket to hell. An actor after actor who thinks they're secure in their fame, who think that they are secure in their fortune, who thinks they are secure in everything that they do, they're literally on a one-way ticket. Their security, what they call security, God has called condemnation. What they have called peace, God has called utter darkness. Yes. The truth of the matter is we should not envy the rich and the famous. You know, mammon, the word mammon is a Syriac word, a name given to an idol worshipped as the god of riches. It has the same meaning as Plutos among the Greeks. It is not known that the Jews ever formally worshipped this idol, but they used the word to denote wealth. The meaning is ye cannot serve the true God and at the same time be supremely engaged in obtaining the riches of this world. One must interfere with the other, Luke 16:9-11, mammon. The word mammon is riches. It used to mean the God of riches. We should not envy the rich and famous who have stored up mammon, who have made their God their riches. Matthew 6:24 says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. You cannot serve both God and mammon, some of the translations might say. Luke 16:13 says, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. 1 Timothy 6:10 says it like this, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money and fame have wandered from their faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, neither will I leave you nor will I forsake you. The truth of the matter is for those people that want to go gamble, they are greedy people. For those Christians who think gambling's okay and they try to justify their gambling habits, I say no. You love money and not God. You love money and not God. The Bible says to keep yourself free from the love of money in Hebrews 13:5 and be content with whatever you have because God has said, never will I leave you nor will I forsake you. And as you go and gamble your earned wages, you are saying you are not content with what God has given you. Proverbs 23:23 says it like this in the Message translation. Buy truth. Don't sell it for the love or money. Buy wisdom. Buy education. And buy insight. Yes, we should not envy the rich and famous, because the Bible is very clear that the riches of this world and those who put them, those that love the riches of this world will descend, but the grace and the righteousness of God's people will ascend, and we should never, never envy the rich and the famous. So stop envying these actors that you see on TV. They have their end result. They have brought nothing in this world, and certainly they cannot carry it out. But if you want to buy something with your money that you have earned, then buy truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't sell it for the love of this world. Don't sell it for the money of this world, but buy wisdom. Take your money and buy a good education. And buy insights. Amen.